Wild Echo Conservation Association, usually known as MECA, held its annual general meeting on Saturday, November 29th in Sutton Junction. Township's Daily News Bit spoke with the association's director and founder, Brian Herman. "I'm personally a member of MECA and have been involved in conservation on private land for many years." Mr. Herman, can you tell me a bit more about your organization?
Hey, Jim. Before I do, I think I need to say that just as you've been part of MECA for a long time, I've been an active member of CIDI for over 10 years. As a director, as president, as vice president, as secretary, as treasurer, I am currently the vice president of CIDI.
Okay.
MECA was founded in 2004 at the direct request of the Nature Conservancy of Canada. The Nature Conservancy had recently acquired the Domtar Corporation properties on Singer Mountain and Mount Echo, and they needed a conservation organization to which they could donate a wilderness conservation servitude to ensure its continued management, and that was one of the conditions behind the financing of the purchase of the Domtar lands.
So who did what to make this happen?
As I said, the NCC purchased some 10,000 acres from Domtar in 2004. A large media event was held at the Auberge West Brome, followed by the NCC Victory Party at Turkey Hill Farm. Jim, you were there. The NCC asked six people to form the new conservation association on the Sutton side of Mount Echo. Louise Gratton, who is a principal founder of the Appalachian Corridor Organization, and her wonderful husband, Jean Godet. Elizabeth and Victor Alliston, who had been active participants in conservation for years and was the very first family to donate ecologically sensitive land locally to the NCC, and Dr. Charles Weldon and myself, both of us being long-term directors of the Rideau Valley Land Trust and also founders of the political pressure group Friends of the Watershed, which had been so influential in convincing Domtar to negotiate with the NCC. In 2005, Charlie and I had the honor of signing the MECA servitude on the Domtar lands in Sutton, and the Rideau Valley Land Trust signed an identical wilderness conservation servitude on Domtar lands on Singer Mountain in Potten.
Are there any other properties involved?
Yes. MECA now owns 15 properties and manages conservation servitudes on another 8 properties, as well as the former Domtar land on Mount Echo. Our association has properties in Sutton, in Potten, in West Bolton, as well as 2 properties in the town of Broom Lake. The total area now amounts to more than 1,000 hectares, or almost 2,600 acres, that are protected in perpetuity with a value of almost $2.5 million.
What is a conservation servitude?
Allow me to read you the definition. A conservation servitude is a voluntary legal agreement between a landowner and a conservation association that permanently restricts land use to protect conservation values such as natural habitat, scenic areas, or agricultural land. The landowner retains ownership and can continue to use the land, but certain activities like subdivision or construction are limited. The agreement is registered on the property's title and binds both the current and future owners, ensuring conservation efforts are in perpetuities. More often than not, a servitude restricts certain commercial activities in favor of conservation. May I please be clear? MECA is not calling for a conservation wilderness servitude everywhere. We need our FARPs, we need our forestry, and we need our open spaces. However, we need our watersheds, our wetlands, and fragmented habitats as well. Landowners can choose to protect the most vulnerable and in return receive a charitable tax receipt for their donation.
What do you see as MECA's primary role?
Our primary role is to create an organization capable of accepting not only ecological gifts of land, but also conservation servitudes for the purpose of safeguarding the biodiversity and the ecological heritage characteristics of these properties. Basically, to protect watersheds, forests, and wildlife habitat.
So you hold land and servitudes on land in order to protect it.
Our secondary role is to consistently monitor and manage the properties under our protection, which means a lot of walking. Our directors and members schedule regular property surveys where we inspect the land for any signs of disturbances, whether natural or man-made.
Do you organize any public education or outreach projects?
As part of our Bluebird project, Mecca has built, installed, and provides annual upkeep of 128 Bluebird nest boxes, although with lots of help from our neighbors. Now I get to see Bluebirds every day.
Sounds great. Any other projects?
Yes. This is now our second year as part of the David Suzuki Butterfly Project, promoting the establishment of butterfly-friendly plants throughout the region. This year, we once again donated $600 to Knowlton Academy to sponsor the creation of their pollinator garden behind the school.
And do you have any projects going on your own land?
Well, one recent project that we're particularly proud of was our work together with the Santé de l'Estuaire and the Nature Conservancy of Canada in the creation of a new access and new walking trail to the Mount Echo Gorge. This project had long been in our hopes and dreams, and its completion was made even sweeter when we were able to dedicate the entrance to Mabel Boyce and the Boyce family, who once owned Mount Echo and ran a large forestry operation there. Many thanks to the Nature Conservancy for all their cooperation.
How do you manage to do it all?
Well, Mecca is a team of volunteers. We have 40 to 50 paid members and currently 7 directors on our board of directors. We have no staff. We keep our overhead to a minimum.
What about financing? These things take money.
For income, we rely on membership fees, private donations, investment dividends, and an ever-shifting system of ecological grants from the federal and provincial governments based on when and how much land and servitudes we acquire.
And where does that money go?
Our main expense each year usually involves land and school taxes, insurance, accountants, and sometimes an odd lawyer or two.
So how do interested people get involved? Do you do any recruiting?
Mecca has mostly grown through our work with fellow conservation groups. Recently, Mecca has started attending local farmers markets, especially in Sutton, in order to meet and greet the public. We do invite listeners to visit our website, please, www.meca.acme.com.
So how does Mecca see itself perceived in the community?
We're trying to be recognized as a resource and as part of the community. However, it is a challenge to monitor all this land every year. So if anyone would like to go for a walk, please do contact us. We could use the company.
Incidentally, there was recently a forest fire on Mount Echo, and citizens of Brome Lake witnessed water bombers taking off from the lake and heading south. Can you provide any details?
Somewhat. The forest fire in October occurred after a prolonged drought that persisted through the fall foliage season. Evidence indicates that it was caused by irresponsible campers. The fire affected only slightly less than 1 hectare, or 2.2 acres, but it scared the heck out of a lot of people, as we realized that this could have been much worse without the heroics of all involved in putting out this fire. It certainly was exciting watching the water bombers. The fire was located on one of the viewpoints on the trail network of the Green Mountain Nature Reserve. The damage done to the forest has created a dangerous condition for hikers, and as a result, it has been decided to keep the trails closed until the field assessment scheduled in May 2026.
That must have been a tough decision to make.
The public reaction to the fire on October 25 on Mount Echo is a good example of an ongoing debate among all of us in conservation and among the public at large. What is the value of ecotourism versus the requirements of wilderness conservation? Avid hikers correctly point out that public access to the trail network in our mountains encourages public appreciation of nature, as well as contributing to the health and the wealth of our community. However, the fire on Mount Echo, caused probably by irresponsible campers, does not serve their cause. Years ago, the Pinnacle Land Trust needed to shut down their trail network temporarily due to hikers constantly walking off the trail. The traffic jams of hikers on Round Top and Sutton are legend. Indeed, it was the congestion on the Mount Sutton Trail Network which led the Santé de l'Estuaire in the year 2020 to propose a much-expanded trail network on Mount Echo, to paraphrase, to encourage thousands of hikers and take the pressure off Round Top. In our role as stewards of the mountain, the Mount Echo Conservation Association said no. We were able to reference texts in the NCC's master plan for the Green Mountains, which is the blueprint for conservation in the Sutton and Singer Mountain chain, which specifically states that two areas, Mount Echo and the Nine Holes, are so ecologically sensitive as to warrant special protection. We compromised on a far less ambitious plan. The existing hiking trail to the top of Mount Echo, then branching off both east and west, was made safer. A small parking lot at the base was installed in order to provide infrastructure at the entrance and to get the parked cars off the roadside. And the Sentier de l'Estrie were able to build the hiking trail to the Mount Echo Gorge to which I referred earlier. The protection of the gorge was a major priority for us. Overall, MECA chose wilderness and watershed conservation over public access. Some places are just too fragile. After all, this watershed provides the bulk of Cowansville's drinking water via that Jackson Creek, which is actually the subject of a recent documentary by Etienne Benoit, which is available for viewing on the MECA website.
Well, thank you, Mr. Herman.
Township's Daily News Bits is funded by the Local Journalism Initiative and the Government of Canada.